Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. We had a Chamber of Commerce day today, didn't we? It's beautiful out there. If you're driving on 95 and listening to us on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, we're thrilled that you're with us. Of course, if you're at 106.9 up on the Treasure Coast, we're equally glad that you are with us as well. The traffic is everywhere these days, guys, so be careful, okay? You can tell the season is here and the holidays are here because people aren't paying a lot of attention. So my word to you, a little patience goes a long way. Be careful. Anyway, we have a returning guest tonight, and I have to say, honestly, Mark Trepanier is a wonderful guy. He's a great guy. He was here a little over a year ago. He's from Abbey Del Rey, and when he was here last time, he was telling us about this amazing renovation that they're going through and some of the new things that are going on at Abbey Del Rey. And Abbey Del Rey is a unique community. So not only is it a unique community, it is also a community that's been almost virtually redone. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why that community is special. We're also going to talk about senior living, what makes senior living possibly an option for you. We have a whole host of things. But before we get there, last week was a busy week for me, I got to say. I spoke at Abbey Del Rey, but I also spoke at the Brenity up in Port St. Lucie and Discovery. We had a wonderful time. For those who were there, I want to thank you for being so kind and listening to my shtick. It was great. We talked about Tatala's first Christmas. Tatala is a Jewish word, a Hebrew word, meaning young boy, mamala, young girl, and we talk about blended families. And as the holidays come close, because next Sunday night is the start of Hanukkah, and just a couple of days later is Christmas, we talked about how to get over or how to deal with the reality of blended families. It was really good. If you'd like to talk to me this week, I have two opportunities for you. If you live at Ibis, if you're listening at Ibis, we're going to be at the health fair there. I'm not going to be there at the beginning, but I will be there about 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. So for those of you who live there, please come by, say hello. And in the Del Rey area, I'm going to be at Ruth Rail's Weissman Center this week on Friday. I'm going to be there at 11 o'clock on Friday at Ruth Rail's at the Weissman Center. We're going to be talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. And honestly, it is never a more important subject than at this time of year. There's a lot of scammers out there, and this time of year, they're working really, really hard at getting your money and separating you from your money. So if you'd like to know how to protect yourself, come see me at Ruth Rails on Friday at 11 o'clock, the Weissman Center. That's this Friday, the 20th. Only one support group this week for you, Alzheimer's Support Group. We're going to be doing that Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Discovery in Boynton Beach. If you have a family member who is struggling with Alzheimer's or dementia and you need to talk to somebody who's going through the same things that you are, our support groups do that. And this week, Wednesday, 2 o'clock at Discovery at Boynton Beach is a great time for you to come and talk about what's going on in your life coping with somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia. But now to my guest, which is the reason you tuned in. Mark Trepanier is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey. He joined LifeSpace Communities, and we're going to explain what that is as the show unfolds, in early October 2016 as the executive director of Abbey Del Rey in Delray Beach. He brings more than 25 years of leadership experience in the hospitality industry, driving membership, increasing revenue, and creating a culture for members and their guests. For the past 9 years prior to going to Abbey, he has served as the regional executive director, overseeing operations of multiple golf and country club resorts in Canada and in Florida. We're going to explain the similarities and the unique differences of both being a golf operation and being a senior living operation. In his time at Abbey Del Rey, Mark's focused on enhancing residential engagement through stronger leadership and improving team member engagement. Secondarily, he's been involved in the redevelopment project that started in early 2018 that will add assisted living, memory care apartments and suites, along with a state-of-the-art amenities, including fitness and wellness areas. Abbey Del Rey will also build a new auditorium with great new audio and visual technology. Finally, the project will deliver a new venue for casual dining with updated formal dining as well. Mark continues to be LifeSpace's representative through this project and working very closely with the general contractor and all the incumbent consultants. The project should be completed any minute, and we're going to talk about that. Mark grew up in Canada and relocated to Florida 6 years ago. He received his BA from McGill in Montreal. He and his wife, Estelle, reside in Parkland, Florida, with their two sons. Welcome back, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. It's great to be back. It's hard to believe that time has gone so fast. It feels like I was here yesterday, and it was over a year ago. This project started almost 20 months ago, so it's great to be back to talk about it.
Well, it's great to get an update. I made a mistake when I spoke at the building the other day. I made the mistake of walking in the wrong door, and I walked into this unbelievably gorgeous new renovation. It really is amazing. So where are we? Tell us about it. What's going on? I mean, it was really impressive, at least at first blush.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And we've started doing some tours. We've started walking some of our residents through a little bit under the radar because we're not in yet fully. But this project started, as you know, almost 20 months ago. We're very close. We believe that we should be done by the end of this year. There's a few odds and ends that we're going to tie up in January. So within the next 30 days, we'll be in our clubhouse. 100,000 square feet of new space has basically been built at Abbey Del Rey. It includes assisted living, memory care, as you mentioned in the opening, but a huge part of it are the common areas and the amenities that we've been able to add to our community. So some of the spaces that we've added, our performing arts center is fantastic. A brand new fitness area. So we've added new fitness equipment, new aerobic studio. We have a new art studio that residents will be able to use, a massage room, new locker rooms. We know that our residents love to play cards. They are avid card players. We have a card area where we'll be able to hold duplicate bridge, some conferences, some lectures. And one of the key areas that we've been focused on is trying to enhance the technology. So one of the areas that we know is coming in the future with baby boomers starting to move into community like ours, a lot of them are very tech savvy. So in our Performing Arts Center, our audio-visual capabilities with our new stage setting will be really state-of-the-art. We've added an application for all of our residents. So on their mobile devices, on their computers, on their pads, they're able to access scheduling, menus, programming. They're able to see everything that's happening at the community. They can register for activities. They can check and see where their friends are at. It's pretty cool to see.
I was thinking as you were talking, did you hire a 14-year-old to help everybody? My grandson was in my office today, and I don't know what I would do without my 14-year-old grandson. But let's focus on. I have a lot of questions, but let's focus on technology for a minute because I talk a lot about technology and the adoption of technology, and sometimes it's a challenge. So there is an evolution underway in senior living because technology is inevitable, and on the other hand, it can't replace the high touch part of the relationship between seniors and whoever they're interacting with.
It's absolutely crucial that we have individuals that are involved in our activities that can lead those activities, but that can enhance the experience. However, one of the things that we've realized at LifeSpace and at Abbey Del Rey is that more and more resident-led activities are something that are crucial to our success. So for many years, senior living communities were focused on entertainment versus true activities that really engage the residents. And we've learned over the last few years that once we find an activity where some of our residents are participating and at leading the activity, it lends itself to much more success and much more engaged employees. And I'll share a couple examples.
Sure.
We have a resident who moved into our community a little over a year ago. She is a fantastic artist. She really enjoys drawing and enjoys painting. And she is now leading a group, a class, at our community. She does it 2 days a week. She started with basic watercolors just to show residents how it works. And they're evolving through the process of learning how to draw, learning how to paint. This activity is led by that resident. We have another resident who moved in a little while ago who loves to read plays. Their background is they did some theater back several years ago. So they've started a group that does play reading, and they'd like to transform that group into potentially maybe doing a play eventually down the road. So those are some examples of resident-led activities that we're doing.
That's really interesting. There are a couple of over 55 communities that are obviously different, not maybe ready for your community, that have very active theater groups, and you're right. The whole audience participation thing is really, really critical. Technology aside, dining is evolving in communities of all kinds. It doesn't matter whether they're moving into Abbey Del Rey or to any community. How we eat, how we dine, the approach we take to food is also evolving, correct? And so how are you going to address that?
So that's a great point. The two main focuses of a community like ours are the activities and the programming that we've been talking about. But the other main focus is the dining experience, is the restaurant, the food. People are always talking about the food. I love the food. I like this plate. I don't like that plate. We're creating new dining venues. So historically, our community has focused on one dining venue for many, many years. It's been a buffet-style service for dining. We're moving away from the buffet service style, and we're going to a plated table service menu type experience. We're going to have three distinct venues that are going to open very soon in our community. One, many of our residents are going to enjoy. We're going to have a bar lounge type experience that will actually kind of transform throughout the day. Early in the day, we'll start off with some coffee and some croissant in that area, and then we'll transform it to a lunch menu where we'll have a panini press, we'll have some sandwiches, some soup, and then later in the day in the afternoon, we'll transform it into a bar and a lounge. So cocktail hour, small finger foods will be available. So that's a whole new venue that we're building, that we're finishing right now. The second area will be a casual bistro-type dining. If you go to some of the beautiful restaurants in Delray Beach on Atlantic Avenue, very similar type menu, right, to those types of restaurants. And then we're moving our formal dining up a little bit, a little notch. So we're going to make it a little more, I wouldn't say formal, but a different type of experience. So maybe a little bit longer food experience, 3, 4, 5 service meal that will be available at night for residents that want to go down, sit for a couple hours and experience something that's a little more upscale.
We didn't really talk about this before, but how does the population adapt to this? I mean, you're challenged, I'm going to guess, with those who it was always this way, and now it's not this way at all. And then there's the evolution of the new people coming into the community, perhaps a little younger, right? I want to get to your population in a while. Is it a challenge for a senior living community to balance the needs of the desires of the newcomers and I don't want to say stubborn, that's not the word, but the tried and true, proven for the guys that have been there for 10 years.
It can be a challenge. I think what's really neat about what we're doing is residents are going to have options, and we're providing them with more options with the different venues. We're also going to be launching in the new year what we call a flexible meal spending program. So historically, residents have been able to get at least one meal a day. Some of them will take more, two or three meals, but it's based on a number of meals per day. We, with the changes and with the new venues, we're going to give residents an allotted amount, and they will be able to spend that the way they see fit throughout the month. So to address the differences and the preferences, right, we're going to have that variety. So if a resident is meat and potatoes person and that's what they want to have and that's what they've had for many years, they'll be able to get that. If they want some variety and some flexibility with our new programming, they're going to be able to get that.
So I should know this, but I don't. How many residents do you have?
Right now, we have a total of just under 400 residents at Abbey Del Rey. That does include our residential living. We have assisted living right now and our skilled nursing in the health center.
And skilled nursing is a small part of that 400,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So one of the things that's really interesting that I know that you're doing is in many communities, and I talk to people about this all the time when they ask me for advice about where they should look in order to perhaps consider for a senior living environment, many buildings, many senior living communities separate independent and assisted living into their own silos. And, you know, there's almost a dividing line, you know, that you can't cross in the clubhouse, you know. IL to the left, AL to the right, and you're in the wrong place. You're not going to do that, right? You're going to be able and that's a really important consideration, because if you're a couple, for example, and one is in need of assisted living, but one's still independent, they want to be able to cross over. So you're not going to have two separate venues for them, am I right?
No, we will have dining rooms that are available for assisted living residents for other levels of living. However, residents are going to be able to cross over. The best example is the one that you gave, a couple. One person lives in residential living, the other is in assisted living. They want to see each other. They want to spend time together. When they dine, that's the time that they have in the day that they can spend time together. So separating them from that activity really makes no sense. You know, a lot of the other activities, we're going to have a brand new performing arts center where we're going to have theaters and shows that assisted living residents can attend just as well as an independent living resident. So our goal is really to create one community, not separate each level of living within the community.
So just so I'm clear, and again, this is something I probably should know, especially since I walked through there the other day, this renovation is really not the residential renovation. It's really common area reservation.
It is completely common area, along with additional assisted living. We are not renovating. We're not adding any residential living to the community. We already have the capacity to have 340 apartments on our campus. So the focus really is on the amenities, on the common area spaces, on adding activities and programming that are going to enhance the residents' lives.
For a guy who's about to go through hell and opening it up, you look really calm.
I am a little bit tired. I will say it's been a long process.
And what's the ETA on getting open? I know you're waiting for your CO. It's almost any minute. You got. What's the process look like?
Literally.
When are anybody who's listening, and we're going to talk about how they can get in touch with you, but if anybody's interested in seeing this and comparing it to other communities, when will they be able to do that?
We believe that our certificate of occupancy, as you said, is imminent. Any day now, we should receive that. Once we receive that, we're able to do tours. And I will say we've been sneaking tours in already. Someone can reach out to us anytime now moving forward. We believe that the common area spaces should be open by the end of this year, so by the end of 2019.
Which is only 2 weeks away, gang. If you just tuned in, this, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We are here every Monday night. We talk about all sorts of issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight we're talking about senior living. Next week we're going to be talking about elder law. We have a whole host of subject matter for you. If you're a new listener, we're glad that you found us. If you're a regular listener, we, of course, are glad that you're back. Oh, My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is live every Monday night from 6 to 7 o'clock. My name is Scott Greenberg. If you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches or 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we hope you'll stay around. If you have any questions for my guest, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're here on 95.9 and 106.9 if you're in the Palm Beaches. If you're driving home, please be careful. If you're on the Treasure Coast and you're out shopping, take it easy out there. Be patient. Watch out. There's a lot of Northerners around. Okay, you know us dreaded Northerners, of which I myself was one for a long time. Be careful out there. I'm here tonight with Mark Trepanier. Mark is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey. We're going to explain what a life space community, life care community, life space community, life care community. We're going to talk about the unique quality of that. It is a unique senior living option that is not available everywhere. Mark is here to bring us up to speed to make us current on a renovation that they have been working on for well over a year. He was here introducing it about a year, a little over a year ago. So we've just covered some of the upgrades that are going on. It's a major renovation. I think it was $40 million, right? That's a big number, gang. But now we're going to talk about what a life care community is. And Abbey Del Rey is a life care community. And how does that play into the conversation?
So life care communities really, and I know there's lots of terminology out there, but what we are is a continuing care retirement community, and we offer a life care product. And what that means is the majority of our residents, when they move into the community, this is a place that they're looking to provide the level of care that they may need as they age. So one of the areas that we really focus on in a life care community is successful aging. How do we age? We know that everybody is aging. There is nobody out there that's not aging. So how do we help our residents age successfully? And we do that through programming. We talked a little bit before about some of the programming that we're providing. But we really do that by focusing on four main areas. We focus on socialization for our residents. We focus on intellectual activities and programming that we can provide, physical activities that residents need to do. And then we actually focus on the spiritual component also, which is really important for each individual. Life care community provides that type of programming no matter what level of care a resident needs. So the majority of our residents move into the community and move into residential living or independent living, as it's commonly known. And if they require more assistance and they need to go to a level of care called assisted living, they can do it in the same community, in the same campus. They do not need to leave the site to get that level of care. If they need to go to a health center, maybe they need some skilled nursing or they need some rehabilitation, they can also get that in our community. And then the other level of care that we will be providing with this expansion is a memory care area or a memory support area, where we'll have memory care programs for residents that are challenged a little bit with their memory and their cognition. We'll be able to stimulate it through the programming and through the activities.
And will that be a residential component for memory care? You will, right?
Yes, yeah. Residents will be residing inside the community.
So I think to frame it, and you did a great job, most people who are renting independent living and then typically need to move up to assisted living community and or maybe a skilled nursing facility. You know, most people don't understand that somewhere in the area of 85% of seniors will at one point or another be confronted with the need to access skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not going to die there. They're not going to die in a nursing home. Everybody thinks it's a nursing home. It's not a nursing home. But 85% of us will spend some time, typically in rehab. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a life care community, for my audience who's paying attention, just to reiterate, this is a community where you go in an independent, you can stay through the assisted cycle. You can then, if you need it, go into the health center, but the skilled nursing facility. And if you then migrate into needing memory care, you'll be able to do that there. So you know, once you're there, it is care for life, ergo life care community.
Correct.
And I don't think people fully grasp that concept. Now, the other side of that, though, is you do have to buy your way into that community. Am I correct?
That is correct. To buy into the life care program, you need to buy into the community. So there's a one-time entrance fee that residents will pay depending on where they move into. Another neat fact about our community and communities like ours is we are a not-for-profit community. So any profits that are generated through the operations at our community are reinvested back into the community, like this expansion project,
$40 million.
So they're not redistributed to shareholders, that we don't pay out dividends to anyone. It gets reinvested back into the communities. And then the other part of the not-for-profit status is providing what we call benevolent care. And for each and every resident that moves into the community under our life care contract, if for some reason they exhaust their financial resources, in some cases it's because people are living much longer, We have the commitment to them that we will keep them in our community for the rest of their lives, and we will subsidize them staying in the community financially.
And I think that's important, and I do want to drill down on that even more after the next break. That's an important consideration, and that is why your community differs from other CCRCs. There are other CCRCs in our listening area, and a number of them, but one of the things that's different, and we'll drill down when we come back, is the fact that you will never run the risk of running out of money and having to leave. And one of the reasons that people in your communities may get there is they tend to live longer and your longevity, and I want to talk about that because there is something to be said for the kind of comfort and the things that you're talking about. I'm getting a little tongue-tied. I'm sorry, but there is a not to be too political here, gang, a quid pro quo. there is something you get in return.
The longevity of our residents is undeniable.
Right.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we will. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg trying desperately not to get political, but not doing very well at it. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom here tonight with Mark Trepanier. Mark is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey. He's been talking about the $40 million renovation that they're going through. We're talking about a life care community that is Abbey Del Rey, and life care communities are, in fact, different than other senior living options. They offer significant advantages, but it's not free. It comes with a cost, and we're going to talk about all of those things. So if you have any questions for Mark or for me, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're a regular listener, thanks for sticking with us. If you've just found us, we're glad that you did, and we hope that you'll come back. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older is here every Monday night from 6 to 7, and we talk about issues that can different from boomers and their parents. Tonight, my guest is Mark Trepanier. Mark is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey in Delray Beach. This is a life care community, and we were talking about before the break that a life care community allows you to come in independent and then stay through all the stages of your life. You can go stay in independent forever if that works out and you're healthy enough. But if you get to that point where you need a little bit more help, you can go to assisted living. You can then go, if you have a rehab situation, go through their rehab program. Memory care, brand new. They're just completing that right at the moment. So you will never have to leave. And you would never have to leave under any circumstances because this particular community, unlike all CCRCs, there are others. We'll talk about those. Not all CCRCs are the same, but because of the nature of this life space community, life care community, you never have to leave, even if you run out of money. So Mark, just to reiterate, you do have to buy in, but the nature of that is that your experience at Abbey Del Rey is that under those circumstances, people typically come in a little earlier than is true of other assisted living or independent living communities. And then with everything you're doing, it contributes to longevity, or at least I believe it does. Am I right?
Absolutely. And residents do move into our community under the life care program at a younger age. They need to actually qualify medically to move into independent living. So they are more fit, physically active, they're involved in different activities. And then once they get into the community and they become part of our successful aging program that we touched on before, so they touch on the socialization, the intellectual side, the physical side, and the spiritual side, it does create longevity. And we have concrete examples at Abbey Del Rey of residents. We have one resident who's lived in our community for she's just over 25 years has been at the community. It's amazing. Lives independently, still in their own apartment, participating in activities, socializing still. It's fantastic. In the time I've been there, and you shared with the audience that I showed up in 2016, we've celebrated now 8 resident 100th birthdays.
Wow.
We've celebrated one of those residents' 101st and 102nd birthday.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool when you see the program, when you see successful aging and you see that longevity being created. It's neat to be a part of it.
You know, it's really interesting. I've said this many times over the years on the show. My mother-in-law, long gone, I could never get her to even consider moving into a community. But the fact of the matter is that as we age, if we were to lose a spouse, for example, we tend to become pretty isolated. And because down here in Florida in particular, adult children don't always live nearby, and our family is starting to or is dispersed all over the country, maybe all over the world, the key to successful aging is often the socialization that you're talking about that comes with a senior living environment, and you're echoing that, right?
And we encourage, our team members, our staff, our team members are there to encourage residents to participate. So if we feel that a resident is becoming a little more isolated for whatever reason, maybe is because their family is you know, far away, we have people that will go get them and start to get them involved in those activities. And once they get involved in the programming and they find something that they really like, that it ignites a bit of a passion, then they're off to the races, and the socialization is there automatically.
There is something unique about a CCRC, which is that because it does cost money to get into that, you know, people are really committed to their happiness and their success. And, you know, I can speak with authority. You guys do a great job in leveraging that. There is a way to come into your community, though, if you just need assisted living, where you can rent if you just need assisted living. Is that still the case?
Yes, and that programming continues, that if someone needs that level of care, that we have availability. Our priority is really with our life care residents, but we do have availability for someone who wants to rent assisted living.
So you probably don't know the answer to this, and I probably shouldn't surprise you with the question. Do you know what the average resident longevity is at, in the community? I mean, I know it's much higher than the average. I do know that.
I do not. That's actually a really good question. I can share some statistics. We have, you know, our average ages are well into the 80s, into the upper 80s. I do not know the average longevity. However, we have residents, as I said, that have been 25 years. We have a multitude of residents that have been with us anywhere from 8 to 15 years. I couldn't even count how many of those residents have been there.
And are people moving in typically around 80, or is there in their late 70s, or is it typically around 80?
Typically around 80.
Yeah,
a few in their 70s, but typically around early 80s.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Anyway, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Talking tonight with Mark Trepanier. Mark is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey. Abbey Del Rey is a life care community. It's in Del Rey. It's part of a bigger organization. It is a nonprofit. They're going through a $40 million renovation. I can't say they're going through it because actually they're pretty close to being done. They're hoping to unveil it in all its glory by the end of the year. It'll be a great New Year's present for my guest because he's been working on this a very, very long time. Abbey Del Rey, we said, is a life care community. Once you check in, you'll never have to leave, and you don't have to leave for any reason at any time. Well, I guess there is one reason you'd have to leave, but we don't talk about that. Mark is a great guy. He has a unique background. We're going to talk about how his background in managing golf courses, which has a similar population in terms of residents, how that has helped him and what that has brought to his management of this amazing community. He told me before that they have over 240 employees. This is a tough job that he has, and he does a great job. If you have any questions for Mark, if you'd like to know more about the difference between senior living, traditional senior living, and CCRC, you can call us. 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. We're getting close to the holidays. I hope you've gotten all your shopping done, but if you are out and about shopping, please be careful. I'm here tonight with Mark Trepanier. Mark is he's a returning guest. He's a wonderful guy. He really cares about what he does. He brings a tremendous amount of expertise to his role as the executive director of Abbey Del Rey, a life care community, part of Life Space Communities, which is why I keep interchanging those titles throughout the show. And I think people get confused because there's Abbey Del Rey, which is you, Mark. There's Abbey Del Rey South. There's Harbor's Edge. There's the Waterford. Help us understand how it all works together and if there are, in fact, differences, how they matter to the audience.
All of those communities, Scott, are life space communities. So the overarching company that owns and operates Abbey Del Rey, Abbey Del Rey South, Harbor's Edge, those three communities are in Delray Beach. The Waterford is a sister community of ours in Juneau Beach. LifeSpace owns and operates them. So those four communities in Palm Beach County are four of 15 total communities across the U.S. that are owned and operated by LifeSpace. Just recently, we merged three communities from the state of Texas into the LifeSpace family. So that's how we got up to 15 total communities. So three in Texas, five in Florida. There's actually one in the Orlando, greater Orlando area called Village on the Green. And then there's seven other communities that are scattered around the Midwest. So anywhere, there's two in Chicago, one in Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Des Moines, Iowa. So there's 15 total communities.
And it's important to remind everybody that it is a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
And I guess the question about nonprofit, depending upon the way you view that, that either allows more money to go back into the community or limits services. I know for a fact that it is the former, not the latter, but maybe you can talk to that a little bit.
We really do. You know, we are a nonprofit. It does not mean we do not try and generate profit. We do know that profit is a good thing, but it's really what we do with that profit. Where does that money go? And it does get reinvested back into the communities. We're doing a $40 million project that we're wrapping up shortly. However, we have four other of our sister communities that are actually doing redevelopment projects. The ones that I mentioned before, Village on the Green in Orlando has started their project. Our sister community in Minneapolis, the one in Pittsburgh, and one of them in Chicago are underway. So we're investing a total of approximately $250 million in all of our communities over the next several years.
Before I go on, how do people get in touch with you if they want to see your new redevelopment, which is they should if they're interested in this?
If they really do want a tour or set up an appointment, the best way would be either through our phone number so that we can be reached directly at 561-454-2020, or you can actually visit our website and we can be found very simply at abbeydelray.com, www.abbeydelray.com.
Give the phone number again.
561-454-2020. Best way to get hold of us.
And I want to revisit, and I think it's just worth mentioning, that the fact that you're a nonprofit hasn't distracted or taken away from the fact that you're doing this massive $40 million reservation and investing in new technology that's really, you know, there's a, there's a whole new initiative out. You're going to see it at Best Buy soon called Elder Tech, right? There are going to be sections in Best Buy called Elder Tech. You're really state-of-the-art, cutting edge. Am I right? Could we talk about that again?
Absolutely. And in our Performing Arts Center, we're going to have state-of-the-art audiovisual. One of the key components to our Performing Arts Center is going to be a hearing loop that will be installed within the floor of the Performing Arts Center. So you can imagine our residents, many of them might have hearing aids or assistive devices that they need. They'll be able to connect through a Bluetooth connection to that device that will just enhance their experience within the Performing Arts Center.
That's amazing. I mentioned it before. I teased it earlier. You come out of a unique background for senior living. Most people in your role have grown up in the senior living community from infancy to becoming executive director. But you don't come from that. You come from golf course management, hospitality. How has that helped you in your role as ED at Abbey Del Rey?
I was a little bit, I wouldn't say I was skeptical, but I was a little bit cautious when I started a few years ago. I remember my wife telling me, actually, you want to change industries? Because I had worked in the golf and hospitality industry for a long time. It is amazing how much there is a crossover. So the golfers or the members, the players, those customers that I've been serving for many years, they have very similar characteristics to our residents. They're looking for services. They're looking for amenities. They're looking for a great experience. Team member, we call our employees team members. Engaging them with our residents or, in my former life, with the golfers is crucial to enhancing their experience. So many of the tools and the tricks of the trade that I learned for many years in that business, I've been able to transport over to the to this business. The one area that I've really focused on in trying to learn and enhance is the care side, is related to the levels of care, the healthcare side of what we do every day. That's been a learning process for me. I feel a lot better about it today. I think I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, not to say that there's not more that I need to learn. But it's been a great experience.
No, and having been a golfer and now being old, I could tell you that the similarities are great. Particularly private golf courses, which you were involved in, those members are very demanding, and there's no doubt in my mind that residents of a community like Abbey Del Rey have high standards, and you have to live up to that. And I think if you can survive in a golf course community, you can thrive in a senior living community. And you're right, the healthcare is the new ingredient. But I guess if I can learn it, so can,
well, so can you. Absolutely. And I think service is service.
Service is
regardless
service.
Of who you're servicing, and that's really what it's all
there's
about.
There's no question. If you're just tuning in, I've been here tonight with Mark Trepanier. Mark is the executive director of Abbey Del Rey. Abbey Del Rey is a life care community in Delray Beach. They are in the midst or just about complete with a $40 million renovation. Life care community is a community in which you typically go in an independent and you cycle through assisted living. Maybe you need rehab. Hopefully you don't. But if you do, memory care. And all of that's going to be there in this $40 million renovation. They are doing some amazing things. I've been fortunate enough to have gone through there the other day. It truly is remarkable. And I encourage you, if you are considering a senior living move from your home or your apartment to senior living, I encourage you to check out Abbey Del Rey, and I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a minute. If you're sorry you missed the show, if you just tuned in late or you're here for Ira on Sports, which follows us, if you're here for that, if you're sorry that you missed the show, the good news is you don't have to miss it forever because we podcast. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, all you have to do is search OMG I'm Getting, Up We Will Pop. You can listen to this show or any of the others that we have done. If you're not a podcaster, and I understand that, if you're not, you can still go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, ComfortCare, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. As hard as your spell check wants you to put a T in there, please don't do that. If you do that, you'll never find us, all right? Comfort Care, ComfortCare. If you don't have a radio, there is no excuse. That is not an excuse not to listen to us, because you do have a smartphone. TuneIn Radio is an app that is free to download on any of your platforms, and all you have to do is find True Oldies Florida, and you can listen to us 6 o'clock every Monday. Set a reminder. Of course, we do simulcast, TrueOldiesFLA.com. We're available on the web, locally, nationally, and around the world, and we encourage you to do that as well. Next week, Joe Karp's going to be here. Joe is an elder attorney, has three offices in the our listening area. Joe's been here before. As we get to the end of the year, there are a lot of things that you can do to help set yourself up for your future, but not just year end. For almost the rest of your life, being in touch and understanding what an elder law attorney can do for you is of utmost importance. Joe's been here before. He's a wonderful guest. He's very engaging. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I promise you, you will leave the show next week smarter than when you started, because he makes everybody around him smarter. So I encourage you to tune in. The following week, of course, is the week between Christmas and New Year, and I have to be honest, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I promise you, it'll be great, and we will tell you more about that next week. In the few minutes I have left, though, I want to continue to talk with my guest, Mark Trepanier, the ED at Abbey Delray. Mark, again, how do people get in touch with you if they want more information?
They can go on the web. They can go to www.abbeydelray.com. Abbey is ABBEY, Delray, DELRAY.com. Or they can call us. We love to speak to people the old-fashioned way, 561-454-2020.
So when somebody is considering moving into a senior living environment, one of the things that I hear all the time is I'm not ready yet, right? And I have a peer of yours who always says, what does ready look like? But there are real reasons that people should consider moving into a community like yours. What should we tell my audience that maybe we haven't gotten to yet?
We hear that reason many, many, many times. People say, well, I'm not quite ready, or I'm thinking through it. The most important part is people need to have a plan, whether that includes a life care community like Abbey Delray, whether it's something else that's going to help them successfully age. They need to have a plan. So what we try to do is we try to educate these individuals on what's available, not just at Abbey Delray, but out in the greater community, educating them on the different senior living type communities that exist. What are some of the benefits? What might be some of the drawbacks? And then allow individuals to make their own decision. But we do encourage everyone to not just leave it to fate, but to really have a plan and have something mapped out that they're comfortable with, that is really going to help them age successfully. So you need a plan. That's really the most important thing.
I think that's great advice. I think the other thing that's really important is the social isolation that infects all too many seniors is devastating, and that in a senior community, yours or others, but in a senior community where you are with people like yourself, where you have activities, where you have good nutritious food, where you have exercise opportunity, where you have people watching out for you, it makes all the difference in the world. It's about the quality of the rest of your life, and it's about making new friends, because you can still make new friends at this age.
Absolutely.
It's really important, and there's so much to learn. You know, I've spoken at your community a couple of times in the last few months, and you know, I love talking to your residents, because they're like sponges. They soak up everything I say. They laugh. We laugh. We have a good time. We joke. I stick around after I finish. I never seem to be able to get out, and it's because there is a camaraderie and a sense of belonging that is so important in the healthy aging dynamic. And so I applaud you for the work that you do. You're an incredibly wonderful guest. I'm glad that you agreed to come back again and listen to my shtick.
And I will be back. We'll have some surprises for everybody in 2020.
That's terrific. Anyway, this, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Yes, indeed. We're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're listening on 95.9 or in 106.9, wherever you are, we are thrilled that you're with us. I hope everybody has a great week. Drive carefully. Be safe. Turn the tension level down. Relax. You'll get there. Okay. The traffic will ease up. The store won't run out of whatever it is that you're looking for. All will be good. Oh, my God. I'm getting older. So is my mom. We'll see you next Monday. Good night, all.